Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show. You found it. I sure am glad you did. We're starting the week off. Well, actually, no, we're not. I'm all turned around. This is halfway through the week. What am I saying, man? It's Wednesday. Thought it was Monday for a second. So, yeah, the week's been pretty great, and it's just going to get better. It's just going to get better. I'm very excited tonight. We've got a fantastic, really cool rock alternative band out of Lafayette, Indiana, Fight Like Sin. Hey, guys, how are you?
What's up?
Hey, baby.
All right. Lafayette, eh? One of my favorite towns. I remember there's a...
Oh, for real?
A really cool... Yeah, they you guys have a fantastic art museum there called at the Han Mansion, the Han Mansion. Just out of sight, man. A lot of cool stuff. And a lot of people, I don't know if they realize, Lafayette, Indiana, birthplace of Axl Rose from Guns N' Roses.
Small you got it. Phil
Berry, right? Yeah, so very cool. So you guys know, you guys grew up in that area and then all met and were like in different bands. How did Fight Like Sin come together?
So I guess at its... I guess in the ancient times, was back in the early 2000s. Blake and I met a long time ago when we were just little kids. Tim and I met when I was just getting into junior high school. So that was back in like 2002-ish maybe. So we've all been friends since then. Drew came into the fold, I think around 2014 or so. We actually asked him to fill in for us as a temporary bassist on a show, and then
I was so badass that they just couldn't let me leave.
I was gonna say he just thought we were so amazing he didn't want to play for another band ever again. So now he's stuck with us.
That's awesome. That is awesome. Now you guys have your first full length album out that just came out, Identity. It's doing fantastic. You guys are getting play and whatnot and interest in the band, and not just in the Indiana area. You guys are getting all kinds of interest all over the place, so that's really cool, you know?
Yeah, we're lucky enough to, you know, we've got a pretty substantial following on, multiple streaming platforms, and we're lucky enough to have, literally fans all around the world. You know, we sell merchandise to, you know, whether it be Australia, Poland, Japan, Germany. And Germany's consistently in our top five locations for followers on Spotify, for example. So, we're extremely fortunate to have a lot of great fans literally around the world.
Well, you know, the great thing is, and you guys are all kind of, you know, young enough that you really understand how the music landscape, the music business landscape has kind of changed, you know, and and there's nothing wrong with it, but I talk to people that haven't grown up on it and whatnot, and it's sometimes a little difficult for them to adjust as quickly, and you guys don't have any problem with that. You're like, yeah, it's a global market, and we're going to melt the faces off of anybody, any place, so let's go. And I think that's a good thing, you know.
Yeah, we've definitely adapted to the streaming marketplace. I don't remember. I think Drew just posted this figure. I think we're close to 500,000 streams of Identity. I think we're close to that. I think we maybe printed off 200 CDs, and
wow.
We still have plenty of them. And we do appreciate the people that buy the physical copy, but. I don't know if it's the way that people listen to it anymore. So we're definitely all about the streams these days.
Well, and it has to be. I mean, don't get me wrong. I think print media, CDs and the like, I know I'm a big, I just recently got it back into vinyl, so I've been collecting. The thing is, people don't realize, with vinyl today, it's either really cheap, you're at a thrift store going through a milk crate, and you're, you know, you're paying a buck a record, or you're paying $50 for something new, you know? I mean, there's no in between. It's crazy.
Yeah.
But CDs, you know, people, I like the idea, because when you go to a show, I'm one of those guys who likes to buy it, especially if I'm seeing somebody for the first time and I'm digging them. I want something physical I can buy. But the weird thing, like me and my gal Danny, she just bought a new car last year. Her car's a year old, a couple days ago. And, you know, she had all the, I had burned her tons of CDs, you know, whatever. Oh, I like this. Okay, well, here, let me burn you their entire discography here. And the new car didn't have a CD player in it, you know?
Yeah.
Had a USB,
yeah,
they
stopped making CD players in cars recently, and that's kind of, you know, why we decided when we came out with this album we weren't gonna print too many off, and you know, if we sell out of them, that's great. We can always get more, but it's a digital age anymore.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, you got to think about it as, you know, like any other business. You know, if you don't adapt with the times, I mean, everything's changing. So if you don't adapt, you're gonna get left behind. So you got to stay on top of it.
Absolutely. Well, and it's smart, you know, and it's good advice, especially for new bands out there that are listening into the show. You know, take notes on that, guys and gals. Take notes on that. It's very, very important. Now, with the band and whatnot, do you guys also do a lot of live playing and whatnot? Open played with some shared the stage with some really big names and this and that. Are you a band? I always ask my musicians friends this. Are you a band that prefers live as opposed to studio time, or both have their merits and nightmares, if any?
Yeah. I'm a fan of live play, obviously. I'm not sure if I've met too many musicians that prefer studio over live. To me, studio is super stressful, and I mean, there is something to be said for coming up with something good, you know, and producing it in the studio. But live is where it's at. That's where you get to have fun and connect with people.
Yeah, I hear you. It's, you know, it's, I've said this before on the show, and it, I don't want to sound California or New Agey or anything. Not that there's anything wrong with that. But man, there is something special when you see a band and like everything, all the cylinders are firing. They're in the zone. It's just, you know, they're building this energy up, and then it like goes out to the audience and they amp it up and then throw it back to the band. This like crazy metaphysical tennis match starts, and it's just cool. And you don't see that in other art forms, you know, and it's very special to see. I've been to shows where it's happened, and I've been to shows where it hasn't happened, and you know, you're like, oh, maybe next time, but cool when you see it.
Yeah, you can certainly tell when it's not happening. It's never a blast for the band that it's not happening for. But yeah, I mean, you know, the live show is where it's at. You know, I think that's why most, if not all, bands. I think that's why we do what we do. You know, we want to be able to connect with our fans, and you know, when you can look out in the crowd and see people singing along with a song that you've put so much time and effort into, and you know, literally dumped your heart and soul into. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, we played a show just last week, and I looked out, and there was a kid out there singing literally every lyric right along with me.
What?
He actually knew more lyrics than I did because I messed a couple up in that show. But yeah, it's super impressive when you know someone comes to your show that you've never met before, and they know the entire catalog, and it's just very, very humbling.
That's awesome, man. That is cool. And you guys have CDs at the merch booth, so there you go. You know, if somebody wants to pick one up, they can.
Plenty of stuff to sell at the merch booth, for sure.
I was going to say, probably shirts and all kinds of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
That's very, very cool. Now, were you guys always, did you know, I always ask my creative friends this, people doing, working in the creative fields. I'm a painter by trade. I'm not in the music business. I paint pictures of people, but, you know, and I've been doing it for like 20 years, but I definitely remember the moment when it, like the light bulb clicked and I'm like, oh, I can do this for a living. This is what I'm supposed to be doing. Got it. Did you guys know, like, being, like, you know, in bands and perform, being entertainers on stage, and that's what you were going to be doing, like, when you were younger?
I mean, I think anyone in a band, or at least anyone in this band, I'll just speak on the behalf of anyone in this band, has definitely had aspirations of, you know, being a rock star and doing it full time. And, you know, we're still working towards that. We still, all of us have, you know, full-time jobs, and we do this when we can, and we're trying to make that leap. We would love to quit our day jobs and go do this full time for sure. So that dream is still very much alive for us.
Oh, that's fantastic. Nothing wrong with that. You know, there's nothing wrong. You have to do that. Hell, I had to do that a long time. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Right now at Sprint, get any next-generation Samsung Galaxy phone and get the new Galaxy S10e to use on us with Sprint Flex Lease. The Galaxy S10e has a pro-grade camera for effortless pro-quality images. Visit a local Sprint store, sprint.com/Samsung, or call 800-SPRINT-1. Galaxy S10e, $31.25 per month. Second phone, $0 per month after $31.25 per month credit. Apply within 2 bills. Requires 2 new lines and 18-month leases. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. Excludes tax, subject to credit, $30 activation fee and restrictions. Offer and coverage not everywhere.
Metal Babe Mayhem is super excited about their newest venture with MBM Music LLC. With MBM Music, we'll provide artists with a full-service platform to be seen and heard by assisting with necessary products, services, and fashion, all in an effort to increase exposure, fan base, and income. For more information, visit us at MBMMusicLLC.com. That's MBMMusicLLC.com. You create, we promote. Plug in to the network.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun, Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget. For novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS, that's ROXX, for 10% off your first order. Remember, tosots.com, Earth's treasures brought to light.
Hi folks, Jamie Rocks here. Hey, if you're a big fan of cool historical books like me, then you're going to want to check out our newest show sponsor, Michelle Albion, a fantastic author. She's got some really interesting, cool books out that you're going to want to check out. I'm a big fan of all of these. The Florida Life of Thomas Edison, The Quotable Edison, Quotable Henry Ford, Quotable Eleanor Roosevelt, and of course, The Quotable Amelia Earhart. Michelle's just very keen and very, very cool. And these are just very cool books. So check out her website. There's links to where you can pick these up on Amazon and Barnes & Noble all over the place. MichelleAlbion.com. 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 Very, very cool stuff. Check it out, folks.
And there's sometimes when I go, ooh, man, that steady check would be real nice. I tell you when you think about it, when you turn into an old man like me, and things like health insurance and stuff are, you know, way more important to you than when you were 20.
Absolutely.
Exactly. Exactly. Until they give you that bill, and you're like, $20.
I just always figured, you know, I just figured I've got the rest of my life to work a 9-to-5, but if I had the chance to quit my job and go do my dreams for a few years, that would be ideal.
Not bad. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Well, and it, you know, it's part of it. And you probably, you know, the funny thing is the musicians, like, so growing up, all my friends were in bands and stuff. They were either making movies or in bands. And I'm telling you, those people work three or four times as hard as everybody else that's just punching a clock, and that's all they're doing. Because they're working two jobs. You know, they're punching the clock and they're trying to make this other happen. That's a lot. That is a lot. But you got to do it, you know. Has to happen. Well, that's cool. Now, tell us about Identity. Was this when you guys came up and you had the band meeting or whatnot, and you said we're going to put out an album as opposed to just doing singles, which a lot of people do. Was it a long process from conception to like where it is now?
We went in with a few songs that we had ready to go. And, you know, even those were kind of restructured once we got into the studio. The album itself was definitely born in the studio, and the concept kind of like came along with it. And it wasn't really about anything specific, but, you know, try to write lyrically. It's just more along, you know, what's happening in my life at the time. So, you know, it's more, I guess, self-reflection, looking at us as a society and, you know, encouraging people to be their best self and live your best life kind of thing. So it's right. Meant to be positive.
No, I think we need that in the world, you know? Oh man. Well,
yeah,
you
no
know,
doubt.
The process leading up to the album. I mean, I think we all fought for a while back and forth, you know, maybe we just released a few singles. That topic came up. Maybe we release another EP. That topic came up. And then I think after enough bickering back and forth, we all eventually decided, all right, let's try this album thing. And I think we're all glad that we did it. It turned out really great. And there's been a lot of great feedback about it. And it was a good experience for sure, especially being able to go into the studio and write a lot of it there in the studio, which was a new experience to us.
Oh, absolutely. I was at a party recently, and I was talking to somebody about albums versus singles, you know, and they were of the opinion that, you know, they liked singles. They're like, well, I don't want to hear all that, you know, weird stuff that, you know, every album, there's always some track that isn't, you know, they know it's not going to be a single, and they put it. I'm a weirdo, man. I'm a big weird jerk, you know. I like those. You know, I think of my favorite album. Like, yeah, I like that. What, you know, that's the best thing on there. When I was a kid and would make mixtapes for people, I'd always, hey, if you like such and such, check this out. It's, you know, this unreleased B-side from Germany or something. It's cool stuff. I was that guy in high school, you know.
What's wrong with that?
Yeah, I think a band has some creative room. You know what I mean? They can get a little out there when they're doing an album. Not, of course, they want to have as many singles as possible, and you know that goes without saying. But there's been some cool stuff that necessarily isn't looked upon as a single. I think on albums that I bought at least, and I think that's cool, man. That's cool. Now, was it a long time making Identity?
Yeah.
Over
a year from the start of the writing process to actually releasing it. Yeah, it was a long time.
That's amazing. What people not in the business, ladies and gentlemen, if you're not in the music business, what you don't get is every time a band goes into the studio, it's like riding a cab. You know, they walk in and the meter goes down. You know, it's never free.
No doubt. You know. Not to mention, we were driving an hour. Well, most of us were driving an hour back and forth each way to the studio. So, you know, 20 trips later, you're like, damn it, man. Is this thing done yet or what?
Oh man.
The worst part
is,
once you've listened to all these songs for a full year, you're already sick of them by the time you release it. So,
yep.
I was just thinking, if I hear that bass line one more time, I'm going to lose. No, I'm kidding. What's
Seriously.
Cool, though, is like you guys said, the payoff is when you're playing that again and the house is packed and they're digging it. You know, it's all those days, I'm sure, fade away. You know, all those little things. But that's cool. Yeah, I have actor friends that are the same way. You know, they're like, I'm so sick of this story. I've been going over these lines that are, you know, for months now, man.
Part of it.
And that's cool. A year. Wow. Well, and the thing is, you know, you just have to.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Support for this podcast comes from the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center, ranked one of the top cancer centers in the nation for the last 27 years. The doctors at MD Anderson treat more rare cancers in a single day than many physicians see in a lifetime, and treatment plans are tailored to an individual patient's needs, allowing more comprehensive and thorough care. To become a patient, please visit makingcancerhistory.com.
Hey guys, Jamie Rocks here. Hey, last year I was on holiday with my girlfriend Danny. We were at Disney World and having a great time. It's the happiest place on earth. And I dropped my vape, just like a Butterfingers, and it was a pain in the neck. They just don't have anything there to replace it and whatnot. So we had to drive 45 minutes each way to get a new one. And, you know, that's an hour and a half out of our day, man. But anyway, that wouldn't have happened because if I would have had this fantastic new product, the C-Ring. It's very, very cool. What it is it attaches to your vape, designed to protect your investment with comfort, flexibility while doing your day-to-day activity. What it does is it goes in there, you put your finger in there, and you hold it, and you're not dropping your vape, breaking it and whatnot. It's very, very cool, and if you need both hands, they have a lanyard you can hook to, and it's awesome. It's awesome. The C-Ring, you can find out more about it and pick one up at their website, www.thecring.com. Again, that's www.thecring.com. Be smart, be like me, get a C-Ring if you're a vapor. Very, very good. Oh, and hey, holidays are coming up, man. This is a very cool gift for somebody. If you have somebody on your shopping list that vapes like I do, get them a C-Ring. Thecring.com.
Let me ask you this. Now, do you guys, you know, we're in the age of technology, and I know, do you guys like send tracks back and forth before you even get to the studio? Like, hey, check this out or whatnot to each other, or do you save it all to when you're in the studio?
Yeah. You know, we basically communicated via Dropbox. Whenever we would go in and do a new cut of a song, the producer would just load it up to Dropbox, and you know, we'd say, yeah, you can go check out the mix, you know, in our folder or whatever. And then we'd make our notes and go in the next week and adjust.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. And then Drew gets drunk and messes it up. No, I'm kidding, Drew. I'm messing with you.
I mean, yeah.
Sounds about right.
That's probably it.
That would be me. Oh, that's funny. I actually
did that one time.
Oh, back at you, my friend. Back at you. Yeah, they send him, I don't know, this one PR company I dealt with, or deal with, I shouldn't say dealt, like they didn't, I think it was iffy there for a minute, but they send out a thing like a Dropbox. Okay, here's all the stills, here's all the stuff you will need for, you know, band photos, whatever, or, you know, movie photos or whatever for the, to make the show and everything. And I don't know, I'm an old man, computers are still kind of new to me. And I hit the wrong button and erased the whole thing. And they had to re-upload it. I mean, it was all fine, but yeah, that was a call I didn't want to have to make. But it all worked out, thank God. Oh, man. Now, the single that you guys have is right now called Caught in the Fall. and tell us a little bit about this one. It's a cool video on this too.
Yeah, I think the video kind of reflects what the song is about. It's about someone that, you know, maybe has made some bad choices and wronged a lot of people in their lifetime. And, you know, now they're out to make amends and turn over a new leaf, as it were. So, yeah, that's pretty much the concept of the song.
Well, I mean, haven't we all been there or known someone who has? Or maybe both. Oh, man. It's... Yeah, not a fun place to be. Not a fun place to be. But it's a great song, and I like this track a lot. Well, let's play it. Let's play it so people know what we're talking about. This, everybody, this is Caught in the Fall. Fantastic band, Fight Like Sin. Check this out. In the Fall, Fight Like Sin, fantastic band. We've got the band on with us right now, Cody, Tim, Blake, and Drew. Drew,
you
got
it.
Band. I should tell what everybody does. Cody's on vocals, guitar, Tim on drums, Blake's on drums, and, you know, Drew.
Blake's
Drew
on the other guitar.
Money.
Drew's the bassist.
That's right. That's right.
Very cool.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Old moon, yeah. That's Hugo tickling the ivories. He just saved by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Gonna finally buy a ring for that gal of yours, Hugo? Send her my condolences. Hi-oh! This next one's for you, too. There's a burglar in my heart. Thank you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Aloha. If you have stress in your life or even anxiety and panic, I want to invite you to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast for a way out. The Anxiety Coaches Podcast is a relaxing and inspiring show bringing you lifestyle changes to calm your nervous system and help you heal. Heal anxiety, panic, and PTSD for life. We bring you 2 episodes every week. There's no need to walk this path alone. Join us for a relaxing, informative, and inspiring time and start your journey out of anxiety panic. That's anxietycoachespodcast.com. Aloha.
Hey there, my name is Paige Beattie, and I am the founder of Hats On and Hats Off, which are 2 separate companies but aligned by the same philosophy of raising cancer awareness and forming smiles. Hats On is a for-profit corporation that sells cancer-specific hats to be proudly worn by you in hopes of raising awareness. A percentage of the proceeds will be donated to Hats Off, which is a nonprofit corporation raising money to buy wigs for cancer patients who can't afford them. That's where we're forming smiles. I believe cancer has touched almost everyone's lives in one way or another, a friend, a family member, a friend of a friend. So please visit our website, www.hatsonhatsoff.com, to learn how you can help raise awareness and form smiles.
Rucks Gear, the online web shop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Jolla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierucks.us.
Hey folks, located in the hills of Tennessee, L'Apothecary Unique offers all natural, organic, gluten-free skincare, hair care products, perfumed oils, medicinal salves, makeup, incense, and aromatherapy items, bath salts, and even much more, including something special for the fellows, like beard and mustache balm, astringent, and aftershave. Each item is made to order just for you. So check out LapothecaryUnique.com, spelled LapothecaryUnique. L'ApothecaryUnique.com.
Now, I like that track a lot, Caught in the Fall. That's, and the video's fantastic and whatnot. Are you guys fans of videos? About half my musician friends are, and then the other half are like, it's a necessary evil. Where do you guys fall in that spectrum on making music videos for your music?
I'll speak on my own behalf. I'm the necessary evil guy. Cause
I gotcha.
People in today's like Instagram feed world, people definitely pay more attention to videos. They need moving content in front of their eyeballs to pay attention anymore. So it's hard enough to get someone to go and, you know, just go to your Spotify and sit there and listen to something. A lot of times for people to really hear it, they need a video to go along with it.
Yeah, the attention span is very short, so you really have to have something that really captures somebody's attention for more than 10 seconds.
Oh, yeah. It's funny. I'm the type of person, I'll go to, like, YouTube and watch a video, and then I'll hit that YouTube mix or whatever to see, like, their other videos or whatnot. And, yeah, next thing you know, 4 hours later has passed, and I'm, you know, have watched. everything.
It's pretty easy for me to go down a YouTube rabbit hole for sure. I guess I'm kind of with Cody. It is a necessary evil, but at the same time, you know, I really enjoy doing it, the process of doing it. We've been able to work with a guy named Nathan Mowry for the last couple of videos. His company, Kind Punk, he does a fantastic job. He's super easy to work with, super laid back, and it's a good time. I really enjoy doing it. I think we all enjoy doing it. And it's nice to be able to look back and, you know, really see the final product. And it's good for, you know, it's good for the books, you know, 20 years down the road, say we're not doing this anymore. You can show your kids, say, hey, I used to be a badass.
That was my 30-year-old self in 4K. 4K. What's 4K? That's ancient technology.
Oh, that's funny. And hopefully you haven't turned it. Man, I'm telling you, 95% of the people I went to high school with, and I only know this because of Facebook, thank you Facebook, I would really rather remember them when they were cool. They've all turned into the dad from the Twisted Sister videos. I don't know what happened, but like cool people I used to know, and now they ain't so cool. You know, I've literally had somebody from my high school that I remember having a blue mohawk in college bitching about some kid with baggy pants. And I'm like, really? It happens. I guess people just get old. They just get old.
I'm the only one here who hasn't turned into a dad yet. So
I'm the odd one out. Maybe that's it. Maybe that's it. Yeah, no.
You got to have one.
My father was probably cool before me. It just pulls it out of him. Oh, that's funny. Now, I know we're promoting Caught in the Fall and the band in general, and I want to let people know they have a kick-ass website. We have the link up to it, fightlikesin.com. We also have links up to their Facebook page, their Twitter. I suggest, and I tell everybody listening, when you dig a band and whatnot, or a movie, or you know whoever, maybe you know somebody who makes the best brownies in town, go like and share the social media. It's so important. There's these weird computer algorithms and stuff. All that's super important. If it's a band, man, add them on your Spotify playlists and stuff like that. That all really, really helps.
Yeah. And if you don't do Spotify or any of the streaming stuff, and you are someone who likes to download stuff, on our site, we have a little free music area, and you can go and download three of our tracks for free, just to check us out and give us a shot. So, head there and check us out.
No, it's fantastic. Hey, another comment I want to make on the Identity album. I really, really, I don't know who came up with it, but whoever did, get them a cup of coffee. That graphic for the front of the album, that is cool, man. That's very cool. You know, with the hand and the...
Yeah, that would be our good buddy Preston Barnhart. He's a local graphic designer here in the West Lafayette area. He does a lot of our T-shirt designs and stuff like that. So he's the one who came up with that artwork there. So hats off to Preston.
Nice. Also, I'm over at your guys' website, fightlikesin.com, and I'm looking around. You guys are playing on the 20th in Indianapolis at the State Street Pub.
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
Yep.
And, oh, that's awesome. And then in South Bend on the 3rd, May 3rd, at Cheers Pub. That's the pub where everybody knows your name. No, I'm kidding.
True.
Don't sue the Cheers
Fun
Pub.
Fact, it doesn't look like a Cheers setting there.
That's good. You don't go in and Norm. See, you know, if I own the Cheers Pub,
yeah,
I would definitely
Norm's not in there.
Get a Norm. I would get a mannequin. No. Actually, I probably would, but, you know, he would be in Kiss makeup. No, I'm kidding, kind of. Well, this is cool, man. This is a cool, you guys got the Demons music video on here, too. That's a cool video. I saw that when we were checking stuff out. And another good one. Let me ask you guys. Now, do you guys know the actors that are going to be in the video, or that appear in the video, or the people you know, or is that all done through the videographer?
You guys are
handles all that.
No, that's Nathan's doing, the director. He's based out of Atlanta, Georgia. So basically we just fly him, we fly him up to shoot the live shots with us, and then he'll get a hold of his network of actors and actresses to you know, help us out with that. So most of those from both the Caught in the Fall and the Demons video are shot in somewhere around Atlanta, I believe.
Nice. Well, in that way, you guys don't get a bunch of girls, you know, going, "Hey, I want to be in the video. What can I do?" You're like, "Well,
I pretty much have a hard enough time keeping them off me now." So,
exactly.
Especially, you know, ones that want to be in our video and such. So, yeah, I understand.
That's awesome. Oh, that's funny. Well, I know we're promoting Caught in the I can't even talk. Caught in the Fall. And Identity and whatnot. Are there plans? Are the gears turning for the next project or the next video?
Yeah, we've already got one that we've got pretty much wrapped up, another song. I don't know. We should probably talk about it tonight, but we need to decide if we're going to do more release some singles or maybe do another EP. We've got more music in the works for sure.
Oh, fantastic. Now that's good news to me because I want to hear more and I can have you guys back on the show. Very, very cool. That's awesome. That'll be another date knocked off the calendar. No, I'm kidding. Kind of. Oh, man. Well, that's awesome. Very, very cool. Well, you guys all know this, but I'm going to say it anyway. You know, just keep doing what you're doing because it's working and you guys are real good at it, you know? And it really shows.
Well,
very, very
we appreciate good news. We appreciate that. Truly appreciate it. And I just want to say, you know, I made a social media post earlier today, just based around our streaming effort on Spotify, just Spotify, you know, we're over now 2 million streams on Spotify, which is, you know, step back and think about it. It's kind of mind blowing for where we were like 3 years ago. Thank you very much. Appreciate the kind words and thank you to all of our fans. You know, we literally couldn't do it without you and you are the reason that we do it. So thanks to everybody that is willing to share a post, share a video, share whatever. We really, really appreciate you guys.
Oh, that's awesome. You know, and as artists, it's weird because, you know, sometimes we need that little extra, man, that really puts a perk in my step when people are digging what you're doing and, you know, it's a cool thing. I don't know if you guys are like me. Sometimes I wake up and go, oh man, I got to do it again. And that definitely helps. Well, that's amazing. 2 million streams. Jeez, that's a lot.
Yeah, it's wild.
That's a lot.
Yeah, we only need another, God. We only need another 10 million to, you know, get, you know, somewhat well known.
There you go. But everybody go over to Spotify before you go to bed tonight. Put that on repeat and just and mute and let that play. But don't even mute it. Just you'll learn the track that way. I don't know if that would work. I'm sure they have some kind of thing, you know, where that doesn't.
Yeah. Now we really do appreciate everyone who, you know, follows us on Spotify and Apple Music and all that stuff. I don't think people realize how much that actually helps us out with, you know, just being able to, you know, have that. Support, you know, because it actually does help out a lot for us to be able to continue to do this. And, you know, we just want to say thanks again to everyone who listens to us on a regular basis.
Well, and it's very cool, you know, all that stuff, especially on social media, you know, and you're right. People not in the business, they don't get it, man. When a band or a band's manager or PR or whomever's dealing with these people, usually it's a band, when you're booking shows and stuff or you're talking to people at festivals and whatnot, they have this statement. They say, what's the engagement like? Meaning, you know, how many people on Facebook are liking your page? That's a big chunk of it. And
that's just the way it is. You know, people are like, well, that's not fair. It's great music. Well, you know, that's just the way the business is. So like and share. Very important, man. Very important. And buy those shirts at the merch table. That helps out a lot, too. You know?
Yeah, buy them at the merch table. Yeah, the and like you said before, swing by the website, fightlikesin.com. We've got a bunch of cool design T-shirts. We've got hoodies up there right now. We've got stickers. We've got physical copies of CDs. Anybody that's ever bought anything from us on our website, thank you again. Feel free to swing by, get some free music, and check out our merch while you're there.
Absolutely. Check out that shirt, man. I like that skull design with the Fight Like Sin logo on it. And that's too cheap. You guys got to raise the prices on this. No, I'm giving you a hard time.
I mean, you can
pay
whatever you want for it. Yeah, we do have a donation page if you just want to, you know, throw money at it. We're good with that.
Exactly. So if there's any millionaires right now on their deathbed, don't leave your money to your pet.
Attention, millionaires. Fight Like Sin needs your
help. That's right. Wouldn't it be weird if you got like a big donation tonight, like $100,000 or something? That would be great. It would be weird, but it would be great.
I dare someone to put $1 million in
bet
our
you
account.
Won't. Bet you won't do it.
I double dare
you. I'll tell you
this.
This
post
anyone
probably
won't get $1 million in our account tonight. I will send them a free T-shirt.
There you go.
I will have to charge for shipping, but I will send them a free shirt if they put $1 million in our account.
Oh, that's funny. Well, hey, guys, we're up against the time, so we got to go. But I want to let everybody know, Fight Like Sin, fightlikesin.com. Get over there, check it all out, and, you know, support indie music. Very, very important. Hey, guys, thanks a lot for taking time out of your schedules to be on the show. I really appreciate it. You guys rock. You're awesome.
Thank you for having us. We really appreciate you.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Anytime, guys. Anytime. Whenever you need help getting the word out about something, I've got your back. I've got your back. Hey, folks, that's going to wrap it up for us tonight. Absolutely, man. And you made a new friend in South Florida. So when you do that South Florida tour, we have a guest room. I always tell my musician friends that, and they're like, yeah, whatever, Jamie. It's the beach. Who cares? And then here's how I hook them. I say, oh, you're on tour? We also have a couple showers and a working washer and dryer. That's right. They all like that. Ladies and gentlemen, this show, of course, will be converted to a podcast and pushed out on all the various. Man, we're on like 100 podcast streaming sites now. The big one, of course, is Apple Podcasts, which we'll be up on. And it's very, very cool. If all the links we have on our show page too, I just want to let people know, if you're listening to the show in the future, all those links follow. However you're listening to the podcast, there'll be a little space with fightlikesin.com, and you can get there and whatnot and check it out. That follows wherever the podcast is streaming at. Of course, we put the podcast out on all the various social media platforms as well. And well, it'll even be up on Pinterest. How about that? You can learn how to make something out of a palette while listening to the show. It's amazing. Very, very cool. That's going to wrap it up for us tonight. We are back tomorrow afternoon with a very, very cool movie. We've got, who do we have on tomorrow? Oh, the movie, I should say. It's called Acts of Desperation. It's very cool. And tomorrow we've got Chris Coppola on. He's he's Nick Cage's brother. So that's interesting. Anyway, it's a cool movie. You guys tune in for that. That'll be tomorrow afternoon here on the East Coast at 2 p.m., and that's 11 a.m. out on the West Coast. Very, very cool. The podcast for Fight Like Sin will be up. Usually takes me about an hour, and it'll be posted here directly. So cool, cool, cool. Oh, and if you are listening to the podcast, do me a quick favor, just like the bands, especially on Apple Podcasts, hit that ratings and review. It doesn't cost anything, and it keeps us up at the top of the page. And boy, when I'm talking to advertisers, does that come in handy. So I appreciate that. I remember when that wasn't the case. Whoa. Anyhow, thanks a lot, and we will see everybody tomorrow. Fight Like Sin. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show.
It has been executive produced by Jamie Ross, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited for broadcast on Blog Talk Radio.
Estás escuchando Jamie Rocks de Pop Rocks Radio. Manténganse al tanto.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.